This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special.
Hi, we're here today with Jake Smith. Jake, you are the co-organizer of the Dallas PHP user group, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and who are your other organizers?
I'm organizing with Chris Cornett, who runs phpdeveloper.org, and Daniel Cousineau.
And I know both of them, but I knew if I tried to pronounce Daniel's last name, I would butcher it, so I figured I'd let you do that. So,
yeah.
No, those are both really nice guys, and I hear great things about the Dallas PHP group. And you're also involved in the Lone Star Conference.
Yeah, it's a conference we started last year. It was a one-day event. This year, we had such great success. Last year, we actually sold out and had to turn people away. So it was a great success, but we were sad that we had to let people not come. So this year, we pretty much doubled our capacity, and we're going for 2 days.
Well, and you invited me to speak, so
that's
that'll
right.
Ensure nobody's coming. So right there, you've solved the ticket problem.
There now, you go.
Okay, let's launch right into our questions. Look, you're a conference organizer, and you understand the fun parts. And honestly, you know as well as I do, there are some fun parts to organizing conferences. But you know the not-so-fun parts also. So far, what's been your favorite part of organizing Lone Star? And then, of course, what's your least favorite?
There's so many great things. It's, you know, hard to pinpoint it down to one thing. I mean, just the talks in general, like that people were submitting, there's so many great talks, and also created a difficult job for all of us. But, you know, just seeing the enthusiasm and the people wanting to attend and wanting to speak, and just the actual wide range of things that people are willing to talk about is great. And it speaks, you know, worlds to the actual community in itself. I had a really great time, you know, picking the talks with my team and sorting through them and just like getting everyone's feedback. So that was a lot of fun. I actually did the website design also, so I got to actually utilize some of the new cool HTML5, CSS3 stuff. So I got to, you know, push the limits on that and have some fun with that. I'd say, you know, we're still in the planning phases, but the events, like on Friday night and Saturday night, we have some really great ideas on things that we're going to have for our attendees. So we're keeping those under wraps at the moment, but there's some really exciting stuff coming down the ladder for that.
Awesome.
I'd say the obviously, Cal, you know this yourself. The most difficult part is having to tell speakers that we didn't select them.
Oh, yeah.
So you always get a whole array of responses when people don't get selected.
But, you're being kind when you say a whole array, because, yeah, I've received the everything from, hey, fine, I understand you had a hard choice, to, what the hell, dude, you know? So
yeah, it's even worse when it's someone you know personally, and you know they're a great person and a great developer, and they know what they're talking about, but you're like, ah, there was this other one, and I just was feeling this way. It's really tough. So that's always a difficult thing, especially when you see these people, like, locally. So it's even tougher.
Yeah, and that is a tough problem, especially in the PHP community, because even in the wide area community, there are a group of speakers that, you know, submit to a lot of the conferences, and we all know each other. So when you're the organizer and you've got to tell a friend, I'm sorry, you know, your talk was great, but this other one beat you out by, you know, half a vote or something, that's tough.
Yeah, it's tough to do, and especially when you know that they've got the chops for it, and it's just we think this would speak better to the audience, that are our attendees, and we had to go with it. So
Well, thank God y'all selected Chris Hart just because, I mean, you know, I've made part of my career not accepting him at conferences, but thank you, somebody has – no, I'm kidding. Chris is an awesome speaker. He's one of those I always hate because he comes in there and it's a solid proposal, and, you know, I go in, I'm thinking he's got it this year, and by the time we finish the voting – because we have five people voting at Tech, mm-hmm. and by the time we finish the voting and we start going through – the top rank ones, you know, sometimes Chris will miss it by one or two, and I hate that because I like Chris. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I like Chris.
well, I'm sure he'll be there to listen very attentively to your talk.
Oh, I yeah, very attentively. Yeah, he's gonna be standing in the back with a baseball bat. I know him. Hey, let's pause here for a second. I need to talk about our sponsor, Engine Yard. We are very lucky here at Voices of the Elephant to be sponsored this year or season two by Engine Yard. Now, Engine Yard has a great product called Orchestra for PHP developers. I know a lot of the guys that are involved with developing Orchestra. You know, you've got guys like Helgi and David Collier. And even Davy Shafiq and Liz Nairmore are now involved in it. And, you know, they're just a great bunch of people. That's not the sole reason you should use them, but quite honestly, that's a good reason to consider them is knowing the people behind the product. And they've got a great product for cloud hosting PHP applications, and it's incredibly easy to use. It's got auto-scaling, so when your application makes the front page of Hacker News, your application is going to stay up, and it's going to scale up, and it's going to scale back down when you're done. So if you've not taking a look at Orchestra, I strongly urge you, go to engineyard.com and click on the Orchestra link. Take a look at that for your next PHP product. Okay, let's get back into it. Jake, question number two. What advice do you have for people who want to speak at future Lone Star PHP conferences? How do you select the speaker topics? And what can people do to further their chances in getting noticed? Because everybody asks me this when we send out what I call the Dear John letters. Everybody goes, okay, for next year, what can I do to get your attention?
Yeah, well, the number one thing I got to say is don't be afraid. So essentially this year we decided to use user voice for our submissions so people could actually vote these talks, very similar to something that Confu did this year also. They had like users voting on these talks. And I would hear from people, they're like, well, I don't want to submit on this because somebody else has already submitted on it. I was like, who cares? Submit on it. You have your own angle, your own view on the same topic. You don't have to be concerned just because somebody else submits something else. They beat you to it. Submit. If you think you have a good idea, go for it.
Absolutely.
The best way to get our attention or get anyone's attention in general is get involved in the community. Mm-hmm. Get out there, blog, tweet about it. Get on IRC and just chat up everybody, you know, make it known that you care and you want to be heard, you know. And the other thing is go speak at a local user group. You know, they are always looking for speakers, so you can just contact them, and that would definitely get you a good way in right there.
And let me add, because I've worked on several conferences now, if you speak at a local user group, go ahead and put it up on Joined In and ask people to give you feedback. Because at the very least, they're going to tell you what you did wrong. At the very best, you're going to paste that URL into the notes section when you submit to a conference and say, look, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I get it, what you're saying. You know, people think, Sebastian Bergman is the expert on unit testing. That might not be the right example because Sebastian is an absolute god on unit testing.
That's
but
true.
There are people that are known for certain things. And if they've submitted, you're afraid to go up against them. But it could be that everybody's heard their talk and they're looking for a fresh angle or a fresh face. And if you can present a new angle on something, that we look for that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know why people I think people just get intimidated and they don't realize, you know, how easy it is to get started and jump in there. And I always point people to your blog post, which I think is almost 2 years old now, on you want to speak at a conference, here's a list of things you can do. And it's still extremely valid today, and I think it's going to be valid for the next 10 years.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll throw a link to that in the show notes for those who want to read it, for the four people that are actually listening. we're always, especially at Tech, I don't know about you guys, but at Tech, we're always looking for fresh faces. I think 30% of the speakers at Tech this year are new to Tech, new speakers to Tech, never spoken at Tech before, and we're always looking to help people break out and get some new blood into the speaker pool because, I mean, honest to goodness, there's so many conferences, great conferences like Lone Star popping up that the opportunities have never been greater for people that want to speak.
Yeah, no, it was a great experience really getting all this started too. Like, we wanted to make sure we had such a widespread of topics at Lone Star. You know, we didn't want to hit on just certain buzzwords and go crazy with that. I've seen a few conferences where they just take a buzzword and they just go wild with it. We wanted to spread it out. You know, is this going to be valid to our audience? Yes. Okay. Then let's start talking about it. And pretty much me, Daniel, and Chris spent 2 or 3 days debating back and forth over who we wanted, and we finally got it all knocked out.
Yeah, we do the same at Tech. We'll have hour and 2 hour long Skype calls with the five of us, and sometimes you get these very heated arguments. But you know, as long as everybody comes out friends, we're okay. But each of us, you know, has our passions, and we're lucky at Tech, so that, you know, each of us are so diverse that we end up with a very diverse schedule. And looking at the Lone Star one, man, I am just thrilled to be a part of this one because it looks like it's going to be a great conference. I mean, I want to get my part done out of the way so I can actually attend the sessions.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this year, and you know, we have a lot of local speakers from Dallas, Austin. We have Vance Lucas from Oklahoma City. Then you have Matthew Turland, who's actually not too far in Louisiana. So, I mean, we have that little area right there, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, where we're really, you know, taking advantage of all the great talent we have in this area.
Yep, and bookending it with keynotes from Nashville.
So. That's right. got the double team from Nashville.
Paul and I were laughing about that. Paul, for those not have not looked at the schedule, Paul M. Jones, one of the smartest men that I know, is doing the other keynote. So it's, you know, I'll get up and do the funny keynote, and Paul will get up and do the one that actually teaches you something. So anyhow, let's head on to question number three. You help organize the Dallas PHP user group. Let me ask you this. What policies do you implement on your user group mailing list to keep the signal-to-noise ratio down? I mean, do you allow job postings? Do you allow recruiters? Are there any other ones that I've missed? How do you manage that?
Well, it's interesting. We went ahead and created a separate Google group just for jobs to kind of keep it separated out. Sometimes we have to, like, decline because people try to post on our regular Google group, and we'll be like, sorry, could you repost this on our jobs board? And I'll constantly get hit by recruiters, and truthfully, I'll be like, hey, did you try posting on the Dallas PHP job board? They're like, no, what's that? And I was like, here's a link. Go ahead and post it. If I can't find you somebody, I'm sure somebody's looking for it. And but truthfully, our mailing list isn't that active, like with actual users asking questions. We have a very active group on IRC. We probably have about 20 people consistently on there chatting away all day long. So we actually have a really active group on IRC, but our Google group is just kind of – we'll get questions ever so often, but for the most part, it's all on there.
Now, your channel is on irc.freenode.net?
Yeah, Town Dallas PHP.
Okay, and so anybody interested in the Dallas area that wants to get involved, they can stop by there and you guys can give them some input.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, excellent. Well, we've talked about it for a lot of the questions, but give me your user group name and the URL.
Dallas PHP, and it's at phpdallas.org, which actually redirects to our meetup group because that's where all the action is.
Oh, so y'all do a meetup group and you use a Google group separately.
Yeah, we use those separately. Like, I didn't really like the forum system in meetup, so we just went ahead and had a Google group on the side.
You're not the first one that's done that. I mean, y'all might have been the first one to. You're not the only people doing it. I'm pretty sure that our group here in Nashville does the same thing. We have a Google group that is separate from the meetup group. So, that's very interesting. Well, Jake, I appreciate your time today. I thank you for taking the time to stop by and talk with us about Lone Star PHP and the Dallas group. And, you know, I know organizing conferences and organizing user groups are generally thankless jobs. You know, people just see you as, look, this has gone on, but there's a lot of work behind the scenes that has to be done. And so I want to tell you thank you for everything that you do for the Dallas group and for the PHP group at large.
Well, thank you very much, Cal. I appreciate all the stuff you do, too.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.